of 14. It's currently, we're at our morning low of 2 degrees below zero at 8 o'clock.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Mother Nature isn't done with us yet. It's 17 degrees in Des Moines, Iowa at the moment, 22 in Atlanta, and in Portland, Oregon, three people died during an ice storm.
Rick Graves of Portland Fire and Rescue in Oregon tells KGW that shortly before noon Wednesday, two adults and a teenager were killed when they got out of their SUV.
The weather brought down a branch, a significant sized branch from a tree over the and it took down a live electrical wire.
Officials say the three appear to have been electrocuted. As much as 1 inch of ice added to the damage caused by a powerful storm that hit over the weekend. And the National Weather Service says freezing rain could return to the region this evening through Friday morning. I'm Donna Warder.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week to its lowest level in more than a year. U.S. aid to Ukraine, Israel, and other allies is stalled. But President Biden's met with congressional leaders at the White House.
While President Joe Biden's national security team sought to underscore the importance of unlocking Ukraine funding, House Speaker Mike Johnson continues to push the White House and Senate negotiators on immigration measures that go beyond what some say Biden is willing to accept.
We understand that there's concern about the safety, security, sovereignty of Ukraine. But the American people have those same concerns about our own domestic sovereignty and our safety and our security.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said that there was large agreement amongst the attendees that Congress needed to act on both Ukraine and the U.S. border.
I am more optimistic than ever before that we'd come to an agreement. I put the chances a little bit greater than half now. And that's the first time I can say that.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Britain's Prince William visited his wife Kate this morning in a London hospital. She's recovering from abdominal surgery. This is AP News. Donald Trump nearly got booted from his defamation trial yesterday in New York.
Former President Donald Trump was threatened with expulsion from his Manhattan civil trial after he repeatedly ignored a warning to keep quiet while columnist E. Jean Carroll testified. Carroll said Trump shattered her reputation after she accused him of sexual abuse in the 1990s. A jury backed her claim. This case involves damages. Trump could be heard saying things to his lawyers like, "It's a witch hunt, and it really is a con job." Judge Lewis Kaplan told the former president to stop being disruptive. Outside court,
"This is a person I have no idea, until this happened, obviously, I have no idea who she was, and nor could I care less."
Trump also ripped Kaplan on social media while the judge denied a request that he step aside from the case.
"I, frankly, am the one that suffered damages. I should be given money, given damages."
I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again, and stay on the sunny side.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will now be open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Ernest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Corton Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Ernest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
Are you a veteran planning on purchasing a home? Jason Schultz of Schultz Mortgage Team is also a veteran, and he will pay up to $500 toward your appraisal on a purchase or VA refinance. Use a mortgage lender that is a veteran. to use your VA eligibility. It only makes sense. Schultz Mortgage Team. Mortgage is all they do. Call 608-604-5068.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson, 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum. We now even support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st for personal scholarships.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, some cold air across the region once again, and it's going to stay chilly through the start of the weekend. We also expect a little snow to come through the area this evening with a weak disturbance sliding south of our region. The better chance of greater than 2 inches of snow from the system should stay down in Iowa and Illinois, but enough could occur here to make the roads covered and slippery tonight, so please be careful traveling. Otherwise, dry weather in the forecast through the weekend, and then a major warming trend hitting by early next week as mild air floods across the middle of the country, pushing our temperatures a good 10 to even 15 degrees above normal for much of next week. It does look like some precipitation, though, next week, especially late Monday night and Tuesday. Could be a wintry mix of snow, ice, and rain, so stay tuned for updates on that. Some more precipitation possible later next week. So today you can expect the clouds to gradually increase, high near 14 degrees, north wind 4 to 8 becoming variable. Cloudy tonight with light snow likely in the evening to a few hours past midnight. Amounts ranging from a half inch in the northern part of the area to as much as 1 to 2 inches well south of Richland County. Low temperature 1 below zero. There is a wind chill advisory for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Grant counties from 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Friday. Friday, partly cloudy, high 13 degrees, northwest wind up to 10. Friday night, partly cloudy to clear and brisk with a low temperature in the single digits below zero. Saturday, lots of sunshine, high near 10 degrees. Sunday, partly cloudy, turning breezy, low 5 below, high of 20. Monday, mostly cloudy and warmer, low 15, high of 32. 40% chance of light wintry mix for late Monday night and Tuesday, possibly turning to light rain in spots. Tuesday's low, 28, high 35. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy and mild, low in the mid-20s, high near 37. You have yourself a great morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Currently, it is 2 degrees below zero. Our temperatures continued to drop a little bit as the morning has gone on today. Yesterday's high was 16, the record high 53 in 1981, the record low 35 below zero in 1994. Last year's high was 36 and the low 31. Sunset will happen at 4:55 this afternoon. Sunrise time tomorrow morning, 7:29. The air is calm, barometer at 30.02, no precipitation. Today, with sunshine, it is 2 degrees below zero.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and also sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at the area high school sports schedule for tonight. Details on the Packers preparing for San Francisco as well.
If you're looking for quality tools with a hometown touch, look no further than your locally owned Napa Auto Parts stores. Open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturdays. And here's a deal that's too good to pass up. Buy more and save with Milwaukee Tools. Purchase $300 and get a $50 gift card, $400 for a $100 gift card, or go big with $500 and receive a whopping $150 gift card. Napa Auto Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel. Don't miss out.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Here's a look at tonight's high school sports schedule. Cooley Christian is at Weston. It's also Ithaca at Seneca in a makeup boys basketball game. Cassville at DeSoto. Watoma at Mauston. Nacita travels to Waniwak Center. Brookwood at New Lisbon. Royal visits Hillsboro and Cashton at Bangor. Wisconsin Dells travels to Nacoosa, Westby at Kickapoo, and North Crawford plays at Southwestern. In girls basketball this evening, Schulzburg at Potosi, Cassville, Iowa Grant at Mineral Point, Southwestern visits Boscobel, Darlington at Riverdale, Baraboo at Portage, River Ridge at Belmont, Wazika Steuben visits North Crawford, Prairie du Chien is at Platteville, Lancaster at Dodgeville, and River Valley is at Richland Center. I talked to Coach Alec Adsett of Richland Center this week about how fast the season goes by.
But at others, it feels like we have just started the season. But it's good to see that we've had, I think, and the other coaches feel this too, that we've made some progress and getting players to be more confident. So,
Coach Adsett's team hosts River Valley tonight. I asked him what the River Valley Blackhawks did last time that took Richland Center out of its game.
Yeah, Valley shot really good from the three-point line to start out, and you know they got out to like a 20, I think it was a 23-2 lead, and we just couldn't fully recover. The second half we did play better. I think we scored 17, or we might have even outscored them like 24-17, something like that. But we just got off to a slow start, so if we can get a hand on their three-point shooters, I think we'll have a chance.
Richland Center hosting River Valley tonight in area girls basketball. The Blackhawks are coached by Daryl Parrish.
Yes, we're going to try to work on some basics and maybe add some new things as far as defense, offense, and getting ourselves in shape to finish out the season.
What's been the best game this year other than your win? Have you been close in some other games?
We have been. We've played really well. We do a pretty good job in the first half of the games. We did a pretty good job against Prairie du Chien. We were within four in the last 3 minutes. It kind of got a little bit away from us. But we're playing hard. The girls play hard every game. So we're trying to do our best as we can to keep up the pace through the whole game.
Hear the game tonight on WRCO FM 100.9, River Valley at Richland Center. Area girls basketball, beginning with the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show at around 7:15. Richland Sports Medicine and the Richland Hospital is pleased to congratulate this month's salutes for Boys and Girls Athletes of the Month. In fact, going back to the month of December 2023, the girl athlete, Kaylee Peterson of the Ithaca girls basketball team, and the boy athlete, Riverdale boys basketball player, Carson Kenyon. Both Kaylee and Carson are seniors. Congratulations from Richland Sports Medicine and the Richland Hospital for being named Athletes of the Month. Bowling scores from the Merchants Bowling League. Gauger Salvage had a 28-99 series. Harris Exteriors, 28-28. Badger State Duct Cleaning, 27-87. Gauger Salvage with a 10-13 and a 9-96. Harris Exteriors had a 9-94. Top series, Andy Keller, a 709, Matt Fargin, 697, Jordan Slaney, a 695. Nathan Peck had a 268 game, Mike Carpenter, a 265, Rod Reitz with a 259 in the Merchants Bowling League. The Cleveland Cavaliers simply dismantled the Milwaukee Bucks last night, who had to play without Giannis Antetokounmpo. Milwaukee trailed by 20 in the first period and lost 135-95. Giannis sat with a bruised shoulder, but is not expected to miss much time. His teammates needed to step up in his absence, but nobody did. Damian Lillard led the scoring with 17, but he hit only 7 of 20 shots, and Chris Middleton was 1 of 10. The game was the first of three between the two teams over the next 9 days. Milwaukee plays at Detroit on Saturday. Golden State at Utah was postponed last night. Minnesota was winner against Detroit, 124-117. Boston 117, San Antonio 98, Toronto 121, Miami 97. Atlanta beat Orlando, 106-104. New York over Houston, 109-94. New Orleans 132, Charlotte 112. The Lakers 127, Dallas 110. Portland over Brooklyn, 105-103. Baseball fans wanting to watch the Brewers play ball will find themselves needing to get Amazon Prime to see the games. The New York Post is reporting Milwaukee is among five major league ball clubs whose games will be streamed exclusively on Prime. Membership costs $14.99 a month. Regional sports networks have had major issues for the last year. This would be the first time Amazon Prime has entered the regional sports network business. It is possible there would be an additional charge added to the membership cost, but that has not been determined yet. The National Weather Service is reporting there should be no weather problems for Saturday's game between the Packers and the 49ers in the NFL playoffs divisional round. Two major storm systems are passing through the San Francisco area, but one will be gone by the time the game is played at 5:15 local time, and the other will come later. Temperatures are expected to be in the low 60s at Levi's Stadium. Weather experts say it still might be a good idea for fans to bring rain gear. Green Bay and San Francisco have met in the postseason 9 times, with the California team taking 5 of those meetings. Coach Matt LaFleur talked yesterday at his press conference about getting ready to face a tough task.
It's just a mindset for me. It's just whether you got a young team, a veteran team, all you're trying to do is continue to get better each and every day and focus on what's right in front of you. And I think that's where our focus has been, just trying to find different ways to push our guys. And our guys have shown up with a great mentality and mindset and willing to work.
Man, what about the 49ers?
Keeping you off balance in terms of their ability to run the football. Obviously, Christian McCaffrey, they got a great offensive line. Purdy has played at an MVP level. And then you have the receivers. Also, you have Kittle in there. So it's a well-balanced offense, and you got to do something to kind of take them off their game somehow, some way.
Packers at San Francisco, 5 o'clock pregame time Saturday on WRCO-FM 100.9. Mike McCarthy will get another chance to end a nearly three-decade stretch without a deep playoff run for the Dallas Cowboys. Owner and general manager Jerry Jones says McCarthy will be back for a fifth season as coach after a stunning 48-32 wildcard loss to Green Bay. The Cowboys were the first number 2 seed to lose to the last team to get in since the 14-team format was adopted in 2020. They haven't been past the divisional round since the 1995 season. That was when Dallas won the last of the storied franchise's 5 Super Bowl titles. Jones says that there is a great benefit to the continuity to bring McCarthy back. Elsewhere, former Wisconsin football player Terrence Floyd has died in Florida. The circumstances of his death have not been announced. Floyd was a defensive back with the Badgers program between 2012 and 2015. He came to Madison as a 3-star prospect from his Florida home. Floyd graduated in 2015 and returned to Florida to become an elementary school teacher. Condolences from the football program and his former teammates were posted online. Last night in the WIAC, River Falls beat Stevens Point 72-56. Platteville over Whitewater 77-73. Lacrosse got the win against Oshkosh 85-75. And Stout beat Eau Claire 83-74 in men's college basketball. I'm Phil Nee with an update on Thursday morning sports.
The Shoebox is the Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and price. Customer service is the way it ought to be at The Shoebox in Black Earth. The City of Richland Center is a great place to visit. Enjoy the natural beauty of the area, along with entertainment and activities. Every season is special in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral Information Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Some impressive early week performances on the hardwood as we reach the midpoint of the season. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
The high school basketball season has passed the halfway point, with teams looking to make their mark in conference races down the stretch and improve their playoff positioning. There were some outstanding games played Monday night. Division III top-ranked St. Thomas More scored yet another impressive win in boys' hoops, taking down Milwaukee Academy of Science 78-71. Not far away, Metro Classic rival Dominican posted an incredible 132-89 win over previously unbeaten Brookfield Academy, as six players hit double figures for the Knights, who connected on 20 three-point attempts. A little further north, Marathon suffered its first loss of the year, 61-58 against Mosinee, as Keegan Jerschley went for 26 points with 8 steals for the Indians. While the Pier went down for the first time against Wisconsin Lutheran over the weekend, the Redbirds did manage to remain the number one ranked team in the WSN coaches poll Tuesday. The Pewaukee girls hoops team suffered its first loss of the season, falling to highly ranked Nazareth Academy out of Illinois Monday night by a single point. In the updated WSN coaches poll that came out Tuesday afternoon, Pewaukee retained the top spot in the Division II rankings. The first three-point challenge leaderboards of the year came out earlier this week. Be sure to check out the top 10 shooters in each division over at WisSports.net. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Heading to the rapids with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear. Girls were a mystery that we couldn't explain, and I guess there are some things that are never gonna change. Young, young, Rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitudes. Had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young.
Thursday morning get-together continues here on WRCO Radio. I'm Phil Nee. We have some great tunes to share with you today and moving and grooving toward our trivia question of the day. The Southwest Tech campus is closed today as they update a septic issue. They are virtual. If you take classes from Southwest Tech, it is actual virtual today and nothing going on at the actual campus. And also the drive-through food pantry at Eagle School they normally have in January. That has been canceled for today, and they will not reschedule it in January. It'll resume in the month of February. The time, Apple says it will disable a blood oxygen monitoring feature on its two most popular watches in the U.S. beginning today to comply with a court-ordered revival of a sales ban stemming from a patent dispute. The decision to turn off the blood oxygen sensor for consumers who buy either the Apple Watch Series 9 or Ultra 2 in the U.S. came after a federal appeals court refused to extend an order that had allowed the watches to remain in the stores during a battle over the rights to some of the technology. Watches previously sold in the U.S. will still have the blood oxygen feature. The country group Alabama will get an all-star concert tribute that will air as a concert special on CMT. Blake Shelton, Steve Wariner, along with Brad Paisley, Jamie Johnson, and Jason Aldean will perform. So will Little Big Town, Old Dominion, Pam Tillis, Lori Morgan, Riley Green, and Sam Hunt. The concert will be filmed in Nashville and will air as a special called CMT Giants, Alabama, later this year.
With me tonight, take me on a one-way flight in your loving arms, and everything's gonna be all right. You're the one who took my hand when no one else could understand. You're the one who moves me like nobody else can. Take me down where I wanna be. Turn around this man who lives inside of me. Take me down and love me all night long. Hold me close and make me strong. Take me down. Take me down tonight. In your eyes, I see a light. It's your emotions glowing bright. So keep the fires burning and let it warm me through the night. You can be a part of me, 'cause you're what love was meant to be. You and me, baby, we'll set this flame inside us free. You don't have to stay forever. Let's just put our hearts together, share another night in ecstasy.
God knows how. keeping up crazy fools like us. Sometimes spend some nights on the jagged side. Somehow we wake up in each other's arms.
Martina McBride on WRCO. Trivia time is coming up this morning.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. We're at 1 degree below zero. Big warm up here, and it was actually warmer at midnight when it was 13 degrees. So it bottomed out at 2 below this morning. -1 right now in Richland Center, headed toward 14 later.
Find you a girl on a Friday night, dancing in the back of a bar. A Sunday morning, hands up high, singing front row in the choir. You can find you a girl through a friend of a friend, or she could show up right out of the blue. It don't matter where you find her, just as long as you find you a girl that leaves you speechless. It's wild on the town, but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait, even when she ain't on time.
girl that loves her daddy. Talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine.
I want you.
Alan Ray on WRCO Radio. Well, from the lost and found today, lost a small female black cat with amber-colored eyes, a touch of white fur on the chest, answers to the name Midnight, lost in the area of the Richland Hospital. Number to call is 608-475-6504, 608-475-6504. Trivia time today. The big win can net you a great prize from TriStar Gifts and more. And here's the question today. What do these names have in common? Alex Marshall, Ben Randall, Billy Chappell, and Roy McAvoy. Alex Marshall, Ben Randall, Billy Chappell, and Roy McAvoy. 608-647-4155. Here's Brian Martin.
Well, I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and get too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, the devil's always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, no, he never caught us. So, oh, we ride to the bar by the levee, 85 jacked up square by the Chevy, blanket in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Oh, oh, we ride pedal to the floorboard. She begging for more, sipping on apple pie moonshine. I'll be gone by the morning light. Yeah, cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, the devil's always along for the ride. We ride across state lines, rubbing two nickels, just trying to make a dime. Hard to make a living while the gas so high. Light. Oh, we ride, pushing through the hard luck, looking for my give-up, needle peg at 9 to 5, but that's all right, cause I'm running every red light. Yeah, cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and get too stoned, following a pistol by my side, the devil's always.
Brian Martin and We Ride. Congrats to Tracy Peterson, the winner of Trivia Today. Tracy, pretty sharp right there out there. Anyway, what do these names have in common? Alex Marshall, Ben Randall, Billy Chappell, and Roy McAvoy. All characters played by Kevin Costner. There you go. Alex Marshall, probably the one that's least recognizable. That was the character he played in The Big Chill. And that character, that name is mentioned throughout the entire movie, but young Kevin Costner was actually cut from the scenes. I think you only see his hand in the coffin, the very beginning of that movie, The Big Chill. Otherwise, Ben Randall, he played that part in a movie called The Guardian with Ashton Kutcher, and Billy Chappell for The Love of the Game, one of my favorite baseball movies in terms of not being a real story. It's a fictional story, but really, really good about the guy trying to throw the perfect game, and he did like one of his last outings, and he thinks back on his whole career and his entire life, and yeah, it's good stuff. It's like a baseball Hallmark movie. I like that. Also, Roy McAvoy was his character in Tin Cup, so a couple of great sports movies there as well. Tracy wins a great prize from the sponsor of our morning trivia get-together, TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. As the seasons change, so do the selection of amazing autumn gifts and decor at TriStar Gifts and More. From elegant candles and decor to handcrafted Amish gifts, you'll find it all. Craving a tasty treat? Try Rural Route 1 popcorn, a perfect combination for those chilly autumn evenings. Hunters, check out the Amish-built hunting blinds. They offer an unmatched panoramic view and feature insulated interiors, seal windows and floors, and runners. TriStar Gifts and More, where the magic of autumn comes to life. Highway 14 East, next to TriStar Mulch in Richland Center. By the way, Kevin Costner has a birthday today. He is 69 years old. So many memorable movies over the years. And I think about the sports movies. And I think about some that are underrated, too, because you remember Field of Dreams and Tin Cup and all of those. But he was the head coach in a movie called McFarland USA, which was a good one about a cross-country team. There's another one that doesn't get brought up very much. He was in The Highwayman, which is a good one about tracking down some of those 1930s bank robbers. And here's another one I'll throw out there, too, that nobody probably has ever seen. I don't know. But unfortunately for this movie, it came out right around 2020. So it was a pandemic year movie and no one was going to the theaters. So it kind of came out and then went right to home video or streaming or whatever. But a movie called Let Him Go. Now, this is a movie that, oh, my gosh, that will start your heart. It's a thriller. He and his wife lose their son, and their daughter-in-law remarries and takes the young grandchild with her and moves out to these kind of she marries into kind of a seedy family. And then so their goal is to try and go get the boy because they don't think he's safe. And whoo, is that a scary one? Anyway. Tracy Peterson, congratulations to our winner today from WRCO. That's enough going to the movies with Kevin Costner. We'll be back with some more stuff and also coming up here, some important info on today's morning show as well. Roxanne Kluberton-Gerber will be in to talk about some upcoming events and some ways that you can help in the community.
Gunderson Basketball Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to introduce family medicine physician Mark Wilkinson. With nearly 30 years of experience, Dr. Wilkinson is excited to join our growing primary care team and care for the great people who call Southwest Wisconsin home. Dr. Wilkinson looks forward to meeting new families and caring for all ages at our Basketball and Muscadet Clinics. For an appointment with Dr. Wilkinson, call Gunderson Basketball today.
A lot goes into powering this community. That's why your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wants you to know we've got you. It's a pledge to make sure you're always taken care of. A pledge we honor every day. From our member service representatives to our linemen and those making sure the power you use is there when you need it. We've got you. Always.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the taste that will bring you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all of your quilting gifts and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61 on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters, from new construction to remodeling. Let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates. Coming up, Trails Time on WRCO and the 9 o'clock news update. We'll join the news from Associated Press in just a little while here today. Speaking of Kevin Costner, I've not seen an episode of Yellowstone, which he is in. I've not seen that, but maybe I'll have to watch that. I've heard that's pretty good, too. Here's Dean Young.
Tattered case, a broken handle. In his dusty cellar there it lay, with Dad's mind slowly fading. Many years since I saw the light of stage. Opened the case, then it all hit me like a doorway back in time. One day I won't see, forget. Still smell the bars and the cigarettes. I miss the sounds of those yesterdays. Still hear his voice with that guitar. Can't turn back time, that's just the way it is. Sometimes changes are so hard. Changes are so hard. The lathered face, razor in his hand. Hee-haw on the set before he'd go. Sang country music, some nights till dawn. That guitar seen so many shows. And now he's gone, I'll always miss him. Of the bars and old dance halls. So many songs, so many miles. You can almost hear his voice with that Gibson on my wall. I miss the sounds of those yesterdays. Still hear his voice with that guitar. Can't turn back time, that's just the way it. Sometimes changes are so hard. Sometimes changes are so hard. If that guitar could only talk, heartache and heartbreak that it sung, laughter and love and tears. Wish it could tell me more about those. Of those yesterdays, still hear his voice with that guitar. Can't turn back time, that's just the way it is. Sometimes changes are so hard. Sometimes changes are so hard. Sometimes changes are so hard.